bottom line, what emerged is that because the Ramban and the Ritva, is that the Milo Shalom Kesef is that it can be converted into Kesef. That's why Shalom Kesef is the Kesef, because you can convert it into Kesef. But of course, converting the Shalom Kesef into Kesef involves a certain Tircha. And therefore, there's a Nidin who is Yodei Al-Yoyna, who can say to the other party, Ziltrach Bezodim. Which one of the two parties in the entire has the right to be Matal Tircha, of turning the Shalom Kesef into Kesef on the other party? Says the Ritva, it was more elaborate. Says the Ritva, generally speaking, depends who's the Teveh. The Teveh is always Yodei Al-Tachtani. So if it's a Loive Teich Zmanah, so the Loive is the Teveh. The Loive is Teveh, the Malva, I want to pay the loan before it's due. The Malva's not interested. The Malva wants to wait till he has cash. So the Loive is the Teveh. So the Malva can say to the Loive, Ziltrach Bezodim. If on the other end it's a Milva Achaz Manak, so then the Malva is the Teveh. So then the Malva is the Teveh. And the Malva is Yodei Al-Tach Doina. Then the Malva can say Ziltrach Bezodim. And the Loive then could give the Malva Shav Kesef. That's how it is in general. The Teveya is Yodei Al-Tach Doina. So therefore, an Eved who's being paid himself Teich Shesh. So who's the Teveya? The Eved is the Teveya. It's like a Milva Teich Manak. By rights, the Eved ought to be Yodei Al-Tach Doina. The Oden ought to be able to say to the Eved, Ziltrach Bezodim. That's why I need a pasuk. That the pasuk says that in this case, and the Ritva adds, because it's chas rachmon alei, because avodim la'avodim, Torah was chas on the eved, and the Torah said that in this case, in this regard, the eved is yodei al yoyna, and the eved can give shavu kesef to the odin, and now the odin will have to be parach bezavim, and that's why I need a pasuk by eved. What about by nezikin? By nezikin lechayra. The Nizik is the Teveh. The Nizik is the Teveh. If the Nizik is Teveh, so the Nizik should be is Yodei Al-Tachtoina. And he ought to have to take Shavu Kesef and Svar, so why do we need a Pasuk to Shavu Kesef Ki Kesef? Says the Ritva, that by the Nizik, there's also a special Svar, since by the Nizik, he has a right to Meitav. So you see the Torah said that the Nizik, in regard to Meitav, is Yodei Al-Yoyna. So I would have thought, maybe he's Yodei Al-Yoyna, Lagabi Shavu Kesef as well. That he should be able to say to them, to the Mazik, Ziltrach Vezovin. So again, I need a pasuk to tell me that in regard to Shavu Kesef, the Nizik is Yodei Al-Tachtoina. That's by Eved Ivri, and that's by Firo, that's by Eved Ivri and by Nizokim. And what about by Kiddushin? By Kiddushin, the Shneim Reitzim. The Shneim Reitzim, after saying by the Shneim Reitzim, then there's no issue of Ziltrach Vezovin. There's no tain of Ziltrach Vezovin. There's no din v'dvarim who should have to have the tircha of the mechira. They both agree that he'll give her. They both agree that the baal will give the isha shava kesef and she'll have to be tircha Vezovin, and it's mutually agreeable. So you don't have a din v'dvarim of Ziltrach Vezovin. So then it's posted that shava kesef ki kesef. That's what he means. That's why by kinyonim you don't have to have a posuk. That's why he says by kinyonim shnei meitzim there you don't have to have a posuk. How can the And in that case, Shalom Kesef is a Svar Taka. It comes after Shalom Kesef Ki Kesef is a Svar. So I have a few questions, though, on this Ritva and the Rabban Shit also. Comes out, according to the Ritva and the Rabban, that why is Shalom Kesef Ki Kesef? Because you could be Torah Fezovin. Because it could be converted into Kesef. Yesh Lodin Torah Zalim Mutl. The reason why Shalom Kesef is Kesef is because you could sell it and realize Kesef. You could go through the Tircha and turn the Shalom Kesef into Kesef. And that's why Shalom Kesef is Kesef. So Shalom Kesef is Kesef only because ultimately it could be made into Kesef. If you invest a certain amount of Tircha, you invest a certain amount of work, you could turn the Shalom Kesef into Kesef. And that's why Shavu Kesef is Kekesef. And Shavu Kesef is Kekesef only to the extent that there's not a tainus, Ziltrach Bezodim. Chachayim ask, I don't ask this question exactly, but ask us. Does the Ritva later in Daf Yud Aleph? The Ritva in Daf Yud Aleph basically asks, or says, the Gemara is mashma there, but to be made Moshe, there was no such thing as a coin of a puta. That's why the Gemara is busy with Beshamay, time of the Beshamay, why is it Shabbat dinner? So basically, the Chayyim means to be made Moshe, there were no putas. So and it says Kesef, Kesef must mean more than a puta. So if it's not a puta, so it will come out dinner. But anyway, Akapanim, it says there in the Shakar Vayimura, that be made Moshe, there were no putas. Says the Ritva, if that's the case, then according to Beis Hillel, the Kiddushin is Beputa. The main Moshe, Beputa, or Beshova Puta. The Kesef, or Beshova Kesef. Says the Ritva. The main Moshe, really, there was no such thing as a Puta. And there was no such thing, really, as Kesef at the level of a Puta. So Kiddushin, the main Moshe, was only Beshova Puta. Was only Beshova Kesef. Because there was no such thing as a Puta, the main Moshe. So, Shas Matan Torah, when the Torah says that Kiyika Kishisha with Kesef, Shava Kesef, Kicha Kicha, it says that Kiddusha Yishu is the Kesef. So what does it mean that Kiddusha Yishu is the Kesef? It really means that it's B'Shava Kesef. Says the Ritva, that being the case, so first of all, Mishnah that says that Yishu's nickname is Puto B'Shava Puto, there's really no such thing as Puto B'Shava Puto in B'mei Moshe at least terms. Everything is Shava Puto. The Puta itself, the Puta Shom Nechosh, is in a sense also only Shava Puta. There's no such thing as a B'mei Moshe, at least there's no such thing as a Puta. So he says, the Mishnah really didn't have to say B'Puta B'Shava Puta, because not like two different halachas. It's Puta and then the Shava Puta. There's one halacha, Shava Puta. And he adds that according to Beis Hillel, when the Torah says that Isha's nickname is B'Kesef, it means she's nicknamed B'Mammon. Not really literally B'Kesef, but she's nicknamed B'Mammon. Mammon Chari means with Shavius. There's no special category about Kiddusha Isha of Kesef. It's kind of see the Ritva inside. Let's take a look at the Ritva inside. I assume you have a Ritva papers. Daf Yud Aleph, I'm with Yud Aleph. The last Ritva, Rav Yosef Omer. No, I'm sorry, that's not where it is. It's Masnissim. It's earlier. It's Yud Aleph, Yud Aleph. The Yibra Maskel is Masnissim. The Gemara refers to my plea. Ubedinu, he's going on our mission really. The Basil didn't really have to say anything about a puta. He was a separate thing. The Bekok said Kesef. The Torah says Kesef in regard to Kiddush with the Gzera Shova. Basil, Basil, the Lab Kesef Mamish. According to Beis Hillel, Kesef doesn't literally mean Kesef, because, this is what he means, he's going on the Gemara over here, because B'mei Moshe, there was no such thing as Kesef, according to, at the level of Kiddusha Isha, at the level of a Puta. And therefore, Beis Hillel, the last Kesef Mamash, Ela Mamon, Behainu Shoda Puta. V'keim in Dechein, Puta Atzma, Shishon Lechoshes, Hainu Shoda Puta Atzma, V'lav Kesefi. There's really no such thing. Even a Puta, a puta shel nechoshes. This line not so clear what he means. Does he mean b'mei Moshe or he means even now? I don't want to get. He says even a puta is really only b'torah shava kesef, because b'mei Moshe there was no puta. So the kiddusha kesef in Torah means mammon. So once it only means mammon, once kesef in Torah means mammon, so mali puta, mali shava puta, it's all the same mammon. It's all shavius. There's no privacy to kesef. But since Beshamai says dinner and Shavuot dinner, because according to Beshamai, that's what the Gemara explains, the reason why Beshamai says dinner is because we need a coin that was B'mei Moshe. So according to Beshamai, Kesef Taka means a dinner, and then the Shavuot dinner is a separate thing. So once it says it in Beshamai, so Tani Nami Beis Hillel Beputu B'Shavuot Putu. So it says in Beshamai, Beis Hillel only to mirror Beshamai. But really in Beis Hillel, there's no such thing as, doesn't make sense for puto shavu puto, because kesef by kiddushin, since there was no puto b'mei Moshe, doesn't mean money; it means shabbos. So the Achrayim ask, I mean, Luam in Chavzayin, the beginning of Chavzayin, they ask,
if according to Beis Hillel, when the Torah says kesef, it means shavius, because b'nei Moshe there was no such thing as a puto, then what's the whole nidun in the Ritva by us, by kiddushin, how do you know that shavu kesef is the kesef? What's the shaila? Shavu kesef is the kesef, because kesef doesn't mean kesef in the context of kiddushin, because puto b'nei Moshe lo yoyah. That's the nusach without any lumes. So the truth is, the way that any lumes the kasha, I don't really hear the kasha so much. I don't see that that's the steer, because I could say that the Ritva and Daf, I could say that maybe the Ritva and Daf Yedalef is after. I know what possible. The Ritva Bayas is assuming. Kesef in general means kesef. It means money. That's the general meaning of kesef. Like by the, you know, the Maraz Psukim Shemir, by Avadiv, Yoshev, the Rabbi Shavah kesef for kesef. Generally speaking, kesef means money. The Ritva is just saying that by Kiddushin, since Putvi, Meshul Ehoyo, so kesef must mean, can't mean money, it must mean Shabbos. The Ritva Bayas could still be, the Ritva Bayas is asking, but how did Chazal know? How did Beis Hillel know? Maybe when it says kesef in Torah, like kiddushin, maybe taka means money. I put to be my meishel ayhoya. Okay, so then it won't be a puta. I'll go for it. Say like Beishamay that taka means a dinner or more than a puta or a mod, but something that won't be my meishel. But you can't say, how do we know that by kiddushin kesef doesn't mean money? Well, because put to be my meishel ayhoya. So put them in Moshe Le'oyo, and kesef means money, then maybe kiddushin has to be bedinner, like b'shami takol. So that would be going. So you have to start the other way around. You have to start that there's a mucker somewhere that by kiddushin shavu kesef is that shavu kesef is also good, and that's what the Ritva Bayas is busy with. I mean, null on the shavu kesef because once we know that shavu kesef is also good. And you don't necessarily need to have a matbeah, you don't necessarily need to have a coin. You could give shavu kesef as well. So then, that leaves Beis Hillel free to say, well, one shavu kesef is also good. So maybe kiddushin could be done with. Then maybe, and one shavu kesef is also good. So maybe kiddushin could be done with shavu kesef. And if kiddushin is done with shavu kesef, because when the Torah says ki kachishisha that it's done with kesef, maybe it's done with shavu kesef. And for shavu kesef, all he needs is a puto, because Ish is miskadeshes with the misratzitim miskadeshes with the puto. And that's what Beis Hillel hold. And once Beis Hillel hold that, then it comes out that by kiddushin you never really have kesef. All you ever have is shavu kesef. So every time the Torah says kesef, the Ritva asks me no on the shavu kesef for kesef. But now I have a limud that whenever the Torah says kesef, that carries along. There's also the shavu kesef. Whatever that is, but that carries along. If there's kesef, then there's also shavu kesef. So now the Torah says ki kachishisho. So we have exer shavos. What is kiddushin done with kesef or shavu kesef with shavu kesef? So says the Ritva. So now the ma'isa kiddushin could be berputa because shavu kesef and Moshe Oyo. So kiddushin could be with the puta, and once kiddushin could be done with the puta, then if you want to give kiddushin, you don't necessarily have then it could be berputa. And if that's the case, then when the Torah says kesef by kiddushin, it doesn't mean kesef and shavu kesef. It means only shavu kesef. It sounds more complicated maybe than what I'm saying. I'm just saying the nusuf. I think there is a theory in the Ritva, but I'm just saying the right way to ask the question is not why can't the Ritva and the Ritva says and yiralef the prutim moshel yehoya. So why can't we use that as a proof that shavu kesef ki kesef by kiddushin? Because putu b'moshe le'oyo. I don't think that's a proof. I don't think we couldn't use that as a proof because it's not given to us that kiddushin can be done by putu. Beis Hamay, after all, argue from that very point. Putu b'moshe le'oyo, kiddushin's bedina. So how do we say? Why do we say argue with Beis Hamay? So first of all, I have to establish that shavu kesef is ki kesef. That shavu kesef is ki kesef, and that's the nidun l'ritva by us. Min dolon the shavu kesef ki kesef. Once I know that shavu kesef is ki kesef. So Beis Hillel therefore say kiddushin can be done by puta. Well, now that kiddushin can be done by puta, so it turns out that really, if you're doing kiddushin with a minimal amount, which I was talking about, doing kiddushin with a minimal amount, you never really have a case of kesef. All you ever have is a case of shavu kesef.
And the Torah says kesef. Torah means kesef, the trigger, shalva kesef. Whenever it says kesef, it triggers. You can do it with shalva kesef. So that's stir in the ritva is not so shvah. But I think there's still a stir in the ritva. The stir in the ritva is that it says in the ritva by us that even after you have a mile of shalva kesef, even after a marba shalva kesef kekesef, but the reason why shalva kesef kekesef works is because you could be torach v'zovin and turn it into kesef. That's why even in cases with shalva kesef is kekesef, there's a nidoin who has to do the tircha of turning it into kesef. Because there's a trach v'zovin, you have to, the only reason why shalva kesef is kekesef is because it's renderable into kesef. And that involves a certain amount of tircha. And therefore, in cases of tayin v'nitin, there's a tayin of zil trach v'zovin. Kedushin, there's no zil trach v'zovin, because they both agree that she'll do it. But be'etzim, the reason why shalva kesef is kekesef is because you can be Tereach and turn the Shalva Kesef into Kesef. Right? So now, to Chorot Shreya, if the whole mile of Shalva Kesef is just that it can be turned into Kesef, so Bimei Moshe, Kesef Loi Hoya, at the level of a Pruta. So how can Shalva Pruta be a good for Kiddushin? The only mile of Shalva Kesef is that can be turned into Kesef, and Bimei Moshe, Shalva Pruta, couldn't be turned into a Pruta. This already, I think, is a steering wheel. Sounds like this already, I think, is a strong steering wheel. Even after I have a Pasuk Shalva Kesef Kekesef, but what does it say in the Pasuk of Shalva Kesef Kekesef? It says that Shalva Kesef is Kekesef because you can be Torah Kvizonim. If Shem Raisim, so they both decided who's going to be Torah Kvizonim. If they, by Piroyan, there's a debate between them who's going to be Torah Kvizonim. So that's it'll depend. Taisman or Lachasman, there's always going to be a Nidan. Who has to do the Tircha? You know, who gets stuck with the Tircha of the Torah Kvizonim? So by Kiddushin, they both agree that she'll have the Tircha. By Milvil Taismani, so the Doiva has the Tircha. By Milvil Achizmani, the Malva has the Tircha. So, you know, that's up for grabs. Who has the Tircha of the Torah Kvizovim? But at Tzad HaShavah Shebehem, that will make Shavah Kesef Kekesef, is that somebody will be Torah and turn the Shavah Kesef into Kesef. So Shavah Kesef is not the Etzim good in its own right. It's good because you can be Torah Kvizovim and turn it into Kesef. That's what makes it into Kesef. So I'm asking, how does that dovetail with the Rizvan Dapid Aleph, who says that according to Beis Hillel, Pruta would be Moshe Lehoya, and when the Torah said Kesef by Kiddushin, it really didn't mean Kesef, it meant Mammon, it meant Shavius. It couldn't have meant literally Kesef, because there was no such thing as a Pruta. So when the Torah said Kesef by Kiddushin, it meant Shavius. So it comes out that by Kiddushin, the Ma'il of Shava Kesef is not that you could be Torah Kvizovin. Granted, as it happens, Bimei Moshe, you couldn't be Torah Kvizovin, because what were you going to be Zovin it for? There's no Prutas to be had. And rather, Shalva Kesef is Shalva Kesef. And in fact, and the Ritva says very strikingly, he says that even a Pruta, according to Beis Hillel, Bimei Moshe, was really just Shalva Kesef, because there was no Pruta. And it's a strange little Pruta. But Akopanim, that's the steering Ritva. Shema Taimar, maybe the Ritva attack was Chazer. Maybe when he got to Dafid Aleph, he was Chazer from what he said over here. I mean, not that that's a real Teretz. But the Ritva, that's not even available, because the Ritva by us says the same thing as he says in Daf Yidal, just much more Biramizo. Because the Ritva by us, and that base, and the Mishnah, the Kesef, Bishami Yom B'dinu, B'shov B'dinu, B'shulam Yom B'puto, B'shov B'puto, says the Ritva, U'B'dinu Dolei Avitzorech, L'misne Ela B'shilo Yom B'shov B'puto. Look at the Stam B'perek Azov, Chamish Yiputu Sein. Aisha Miskadeshes B'shov, and it could have likewise said Aisha Miskadeshes B'shov, and one of them is Aisha Miskadeshes B'shov B'puto. Sheyesh B'chal Shov B'puto Puto. Now, that much we have in Tosis also. That the Mishnah could have just said Shavu Puto, and I would know Puto. That I don't see any, that doesn't, but the Ritva goes on and he says, Elam Mishum the Itzrich Lemisni Lebe Shamai, but dinner with Shavu Tinner. So therefore it says according to Beis Hillel, and so therefore, I did Tani Kesef, Tani Nami Lebe Silo, Reputu Beshavu Puto, Kilushna Lebe Shamai. Now, if you don't know the Ritva, not get out of it. Doesn't seem to make any sense. He says, it didn't really. If you just let it just say Shavu Puto, like the Mishnah over there in Azov. If it says Shavu Puto, well, no, that includes the Puto. So what's his teretz? But because Bishamai said Bedinu v'Shavu Dinu. So why is Bishamai any different? Let it just say Shavu Dinu. The same way Shavu Puto includes the Puto, Shavu Dinu includes the dinner. So what's he even talking about? The answer is this ritva is the same as the ritva Nafirah. What he means to say is, it's not the same as Tosfos.
What he means to say is that in Beis Hillel, we made Moshe, there was not such thing as a pruta. So Mimele, let's just say Shomer Pruta, because really, Me'ikar Adin, Me'daraisa, that's all there really is Shomer Pruta. There is no such thing as a pruta. But in Beis Hillel, there really is a dinner, you have to make Moshe. And forget, that's why Beis Hillel insists on a dinner. Because you need to coin that was Bimei Moshe. So in Beshami, you have B'dinner, B'shava, dinner. So it says also, B'shil, B'shava, Puta, B'shava, Puta. No, so the Ritva and Dafid Aleph is the Ritva didn't change his mind. The Ritva already had it over here in that base. So how does that fit with the Ritva, with this Ritva that we're talking about? And I'll tell you the truth. Even in the Ritva by us, even in the Ritva, yesterday's Ritva, the Ritva that's the focus of our attention, I think you already we can see a little bit of this tension. Because the Ritva says, and the Ramban also, the Ritva's word, his main parents is, his main thesis is, that really there's a svar. Like Kiddushin, Shnayim Roitzim, Shavu Kesef, Kesef is a svar. But in certain cases, there's a special time as Ultrach Vezor. The one who's Yodei Al HaTachayna, the one who's Yodei Al Yoinik, and time is Ultrach Vezor. So by Piroyim, sometimes by Tosmanik, there's in particular cases where there's a time of Yodei Al Yoinah, Zil Trach Vezob, and then I need a pasuk. So, when the Ritva now wants to sum up and explain why by Kiddushin Shavu Kesef is Kesef with the Svar without a pasuk. So, what should he say? Having explained that really Shavu Kesef Kesef is a Svar, and the only place where you need a pasuk is those places where there's a Havamina, there's a time of Ziltrach Vezoven, like by Evadivri and by Nezokin, where it's Yodei HaYoyna, because it's Chzmano, because it's Meitav. So now we come to Kiddushin. We want to explain why by Kiddushin, Shalei Kesef is Kesef, and you don't need a post. So what I would expect the Ritva to say is, that by Kiddushin, since nobody's dying Ziltrach Vezoven, so Shalei Kesef is Kesef. The Isha's not saying Ziltrach Vezoven. Maybe she could, but she isn't. So, I never saw Kala under the chuppah say Zil Trach Vezod. If she would, then she wouldn't be in the Kodeshes. So she's not saying Zil Trach Vezod. So that's all the Ritva needs to say. In the Ritva, it sounds like he's saying more than that. The Ritva says when he comes back to Kiddushin towards the end of the Ritva, Aval Hocha Gabe Kinyan Kiddushin, Gabe Kinyan the Kiddushin Kesef, came with the Midash Shneim, the Ike Dover Choshuv, Mali Kesef, Mali Shabbat Kesef. There's a little bit, I could live with it if I didn't have the other steering in the Ritva. But I think there's a remez even in this Ritva that this is a problem. He's saying more than he needs. He said, it holds up. He thinks it's a Dabar Choshuv. Shabbat Kesef is also a Dabar Choshuv. So Mali Kesef, Mali Shabbat Kesef, what do you need? Okay, Shabbat Kesef is a Dabar Choshuv. Shabbat Kesef, he could be Tarif his own and turn it into Kesef. And that's why Shabbat Kesef is Kesef. And she's not saying Zil Tarif his own. So that's why Shabbat Kesef is Kesef. It sounds like he's saying some new svar that by Kiddushin, since she's holding a Dabar Choshuv, by Kinyonim, since she's holding a Dabar Choshuv, and it's Kinyonim and Midash Neim, so Mali Kesef, Mali Shalva Kesef. So
why can't
he
just
what does he want?
Why can't he just be coming Lafuke if it was like less, or even less than a Pruto?
Why would he want to be talking about less than a Pruto? We're talking about a Pruto. He wants to explain why you need a Pasuk by Nezikin. So he explained, by Avedivri and Ezekiel, there's a tiny Zil Trach Vezod, and by Kiddushin, there's no tiny Zil Trach Vezod. That's all that's really necessary. And you have it really similar in the Ramban. The Ramban is the father of this whole Shikur. The Ramban starts off by saying, there's a difference between Kinyonim and Piroyim. I need Psukim by Piroyim, because maybe Kitainim, because he Kitainim Zil Trach Vezod. Aval Inyan Mikne, in my kibbutz, it's the end of the first column. Avalin Mikne Kevin the Nichele Bishova Kesef Kikesefu Shre Shneim Shovim Etzlei. By Kiddushin, since she's or by Kinyonim in general, since the Meicher is by him it's Midash Shneim, and he doesn't distinguish between Shova Kesef and Kesef. So therefore Shova Kesef is Kikesef. So Mali Kesef Mali Shova Kesef. Shre Shneim Shovim Etzlei, because the Shova Kesef is by him as equal to Kesef. What does he need it for? And if the Shavu Kesef is not equal to Kesef, let's say it's Shavu Kesef is not equal to Kesef, and he thinks it's a very big tircha to go and be Terech, but he's not timing Zil Trach Vezoven. What if the Meicher says, I really hate Shavu Kesef? So I have to go and I have to sell it, and I have to spend the whole day on eBay, and it's a very big tircha.
But you know what? I want to sell this thing, so I'm willing to do it. So that's also good, right? It's not Shalom Etzla. It doesn't matter, but he's not tithing Ziltrach Vezolim. That's what I'm just bringing out. That's all the Rambam needed to say. Over here, nobody's tithing Ziltrach Vezolim. If the Mechir wants to tithe Ziltrach Vezolim, everybody could. And then the Mechir won't go through. But he's not, so it's not. So this is so fine. But he's not tithing Ziltrach Vezolim. That's all the Ritva needed to say. And the Rambam. And that's not what they say. They say more. That when it comes to Kinyonim, if since it's midas shneim, so mali kesef, mali shavet kesef. Or the Ritva's lashon, since it's a dover choshuv, mali kesef, mali shavet kesef. Sounds like, besides the stira from Daf Yad, even within this Ritva itself, it sounds like there's something more going on than we've taken cognizance of yet. And I'll be nice with another kasha. What was the Seder Advarim in the Ramban and the Ritva? They began, both of them, by saying, by Kiddushin, we know in the Shalei Kesef be Kesef. After all, they say, you see by Ebedev, you need a apostle. You see by Ebedev, you need a apostle. Said the Ramban and the Ritva, the Chitaymo, maybe we have to learn how from Ebedev. We have to learn how from Ebedev. That's the source, the Shalei Kesef be Kesef. Says the Ramban and the Ritva, no, that can't be. Why not? What's his raya? What's his? That can't be because what? Because Nezikin. You see, you need a pasuk by Nezikin. If we learned that from Ebedev, why do we need a pasuk by Nezikin? So therefore, at the end of the day, so again, he entertained that maybe we learned that from Ebedev. But he said it can't be because then you wouldn't need a pasuk by Nezikin. So what's his maskana that's really smart? Well, why do you need a pasuk by Ebedev? Because maybe Yod El Yoyna, because he's a Stetz Manet. And why need a pasuk by Ebedev? Because maybe it's Yod El Yoyna and Alas Meta. But by Kiddushin, lo elim it's a sora. So I have a kasha. Well, not the end of the world, but I have a hora. Now that we said all of this, so who says that it's a sora? Maybe lo elim shalom kesef by Kiddushin is not a sora. Maybe we learn half from Ebedev. If we learn half from Ebedev, why need a pasuk by Nezikin? No, I need a pasuk by Nezikin because I would have thought that maybe by Nezikin is Yod El Yoyna, by Lech Metav. I need a pasuk by Ebedev, and if I have a pasuk by Nezikin, why need a pasuk by Ebedev? Because I would have thought by Ebedev it's Yod El Yoyna because it's Techsmari. Everything like the Ramban needed to say anyway. But who's mecha taste that Shavu Kesef Kesef is a svar at all? Maybe Shavu Kesef Kesef la'olam needs a pasuk. And by Kiddushin, it's learned half from a pasuk. And what's the pasuk? The pasuk by Ebedivri and Nezikin. That Shalom Kesef Kekesef. If I have a pasuk, if that's the case, if I can learn half from Ebedivri, or I can learn half from Nezikin for that matter, so why do we do a pasuk both by Ebedivri and by Nezikin? Like the Ramban says. Because maybe there's the Tainer Ziltrach Vezoven. And even though by Ebedivri there's no Tainer Ziltrach Vezoven, but by Nezikin with his mate, maybe there is. And even if by Nezikin there's a pasuk, there's no Tainer Ziltrach Vezoven, maybe by Ebedivri there's a Tainer Ziltrach Vezoven. Everything like it says in the Ramban and the Ritva, I'm not changing anything. I'm just asking, so mechates that it's by Kiddushin, who says that it's a svar? Maybe by Kiddushin it's learned out, mibe nayo, from the Zikin and Ebedivri. And by Kiddushin, of course, there's no time, it's Ziltrach Vezoven.
Why would we learn out from a pasuk and we learn from a svar?
Because who says it's a svar? Who says it's a svar in the first place? The Ramban himself, it wasn't Pasha the Ramban that it's a svar. The Ramban said, is it a svar? He said, no, if it's a svar, why don't we do a pasuk? I'm saying, what's the hechacha that it's a svar? Maybe Lo'olam is not a svar. Maybe Takis learned out from Ebedivri. Of course, it's very similar to Huskasha. The Mashah. It's like it's similar to the Kasha the Mashah has in places, but it's pointed in the opposite direction. Yeah, maybe it's not the end of the world. Maybe once we don't have to say that it's learned out, you know, once we have the ability to say it's a svar, maybe it's more nichet to the Ramban and the Ritva to say that it's a svar than to say that it's a pasuk. I don't know exactly why. But Akapanam, I think it's a or. The other two auras have certainly, everything conduces that there's something going on out of it. What I think is going on is this. The key svara of the Ramban and the Ritva is this idea of Ziltrach Vezoven. That's their key. That's their main chiddush of it. They need a pasuk both by Ebedev and by Nezikin because otherwise there's a tiny of Ziltrach Vezoven. So what does that mean? That means, the whole notion that this entire Ziltach HaZoven means that really Shavu Kesef Mitzad Atzmoi is not a Piroi. Because Shavu Kesef Mitzad Atzmoi will be a Piroi, and what's the Ziltach HaZoven? Don't be Zoven. I'm giving you something that's valuable. Value your money. Look, I'm giving you this nice whatever it is, bric-a-brac, and it's Shabbos. The assumption here is that the piroyan has to, the shava kesef itself is not the piroyan. The piroyan is the kesef that you can get out of the shava kesef, and that has a tircha. And now we have a time to zul tach v'zol. But kitzer, what I want to say is the problem. I want to say that this whole svara only makes sense when we're talking about piroyan, because when we're talking about piroyan, it doesn't matter if what I gave you, the chefta that I gave you, is the piroyan itself. For piroyan, it's enough that I gave you something from which you could be mishtalim. Just like, for example, I could give you a mashkin, and if I can't pay you back, so you'll be mishtalim from the mashkin. So in piroyan, the thing that I give you, if you could be mishtalim from the thing that I give you, and a mashkin sometimes is b'teres piroyan, not important right now, but I'm giving you something from which you could be mishtalim. That's the assumption over here, that the tashlumin is not the shavu kesef. The shavu kesef is just a means from where you could be mishtalim, and that is enough to be mekayem piroyan. Because if I give you lamashal lamashkin, and I give you something from which you could be mishtalim, then that is enough to affect piroyan. Except that there's a tircha. I'm giving you something from which you could be mishtalim, but with a tircha. So then we get into the issues of ziltach v'zolim. Can I be mekayem tashlumin by giving you something from which you could be mishtalim, but there's going to be a tircha involved? So that depends on the issues of ziltach v'zolim. But this whole svar of their whole key idea, their whole main idea, that there's a time of zil trach v'zoven, and that's why you need a pasuk be'avidivri, because maybe ziyodei al alyona, and maybe the odin is ziyodei al alyona because it's peches man, so the odin can time zil trach v'zoven. Or by nezikin, since they're like meitav, this is ziyodei al alyona, the nezik ziyodei al alyona, maybe can time zil trach v'zoven. The whole idea that it works with zil trach v'zoven, that there's an impediment to zil trach v'zoven, it only makes sense if we're saying that the Shavat Kesef itself is not the Piroyim. The Shavat Kesef is the place from where you can get the Piroyim, if you'll be Tarach Vazovin. And then we have the Ramban and the Ritva, so Melu's Be'avidibi, that's why I need Psukim, because there's a tiny Ziltrach Vazovin, and so on and so on. But if that's the case, if we're going to go over here with this notion of Ziltrach Vazovin, which implies that Shavat Kesef is not the Tashlumin, Shavat Kesef is just the thing from which you can get a tashlumin out, then by kinyonim, how does Shavat Kesef work at all? By kinyonim, to make a kinyon, to make a ma'aseh kiddushin or other, or a kinyon kesef, it's not enough for me to give the isha something from where she could get kesef. By kiddushin, I have to give her kesef, because the ma'aseh kinyon, the ma'aseh kicha, and by extension, all kinyonim, the ma'aseh kinyon is that I give kesef. And if I give her something from where she could get a kesef, that's not a ma'isa kiddushin. So how does shavu kesef work by kiddushin at all? So therefore, it's not enough for the Ramban and the Ritva to say the reason why you need a pasuk by Avidivri is al ziltrach v'zoven. The reason why you need a pasuk by Nezikin is al ziltrach v'zoven. Maybe it's yod elyon. But by kiddushin, there's no yod elyon. Nobody's tiny ziltrach v'zoven. So by kiddushin, shavu kesef is kekesef. The minute you buy into the minute you say that shavu kesef works with ziltrach v'zoven, that means you're saying that the shavu kesef itself is not the piroyan. It's only the means to the piroyan, and that's why you have ziltrach v'zoven. But if shavu kesef is only the means to the piroyan and it's not the piroyan itself, then how does kinyan kesef work at all? So therefore, that can't be the whole equation. There must be another part of the equation. The other part of the equation is that by kinyonim, there's a different svara. There's a svara special by kinyonim that shavu kesef is kekesef. Because by kinyonim, kinyan kesef, what is kinyan kesef? How does kinyan kesef work? Kinyan kesef is, I give kesef. And keneged the kesef, is a gemiras das, kesef. Most all kinyan work is showing somehow gemiras das. So how does kesef show the gemiras das? It's the mechanism. This is right. It's not my invention. But the mechanism of kinyan kesef is that I give somebody a kesef. And I give the mecher kesef. And he's makabel the kesef. And the kesef is poil, the gemiras das. And that's the kinyan. Says there is, so what the Rambam is saying is that by kinyonim, there's a special svara that shove kesef is kekesef. Because since kinyan kesef, all of the kesef is just being given to make a ritzui, to make a gemir's das, a meeting of minds, a shnei emotzim, to make a meeting of minds. A shove kesef could also make a meeting of minds. So mali kesef, mali shove kesef. L'inyan, the work that a kinyan has to do, mali kesef, mali shove kesef. Since she's lashon ritva, since she's holding the davar chashuv, with the lashon Ramban, since it's shame shavim etzlay, since by him shavim kesef is just as good, the meicher is just as happy with the shavim kesef, the ish is just as happy with the shavim kesef. Shavim kesef is also by her a davar chashuv. So mali kesef, mali shavim kesef, meaning not that she's not tying zil chachvus over, that's not going to help. He's saying in the context of kinyonim, who cares if it's kesef or it's shavim kesef? The kinyan has to make a gemiras das. So if it's Shneim writes him, then the Kenyan does the work of making the Gemira's Das. So Mali Kesef, Mali Shavah Kesef. That's a special svar by Kenyonim. By Piroyin, you don't have that svar. Piroyin, Avada has to be not a meeting of minds. Piroyin's not a Gemira's Das. Piroyin is that you're making a Tashlumin, and Tashlumin is Kesef. So how does it work by Piroyin? The answer is by Piroyin, there's a different mechanism. Because you're giving something that it could be Mishtalamine. But if you're giving something that it could be Mishtalamine, that already opens up a Tain of Zilchachazot. So the kitzur, what I'm saying is that the Ramban and the Ritva really are more complicated than they seem at first glance. You first read the Ramban and the Ritva, no, sorry, much more complicated than it seems at first glance. But you know, you first see the Ramban and the Ritva, or even after yesterday, you see the Ramban and the Ritva. The Ramban and the Ritva are saying by Eivrivri, by Nezikin, there's a tiny ziltrach v'zoven. Where there's no tiny ziltrach v'zoven. By Kiddushin, there's no tiny ziltrach v'zoven. So Shalom al Yisrael and Shalom Kesef is Kekesef. Now it emerges. And we'll see in a second how it answers all the problems. Now it emerges that the Ramban and they couldn't just say it like that. Because the whole idea of Ziltrach V'Zoven is based on the notion that the Shavah Kesef is not the Tashlumin itself. The Shavah Kesef is just the means of the Tashlumin. And that allows me to say Ziltrach V'Zoven. But if that's the case, then by Kinyonim Shavah Kesef doesn't make any sense at all. So by Kiddushim, we know in the Shavah Kesef, Kikesef. So you have to say another word. That by kinyonim, I don't need a pasuk to shavah kesef kikesef. By kinyonim, it's pasuk to shavah kesef kikesef. Because by kinyonim, all I need is a gemiras das. And if she wants shavah kesef, then mali kesef, mali shavah kesef, it's a dover choshev eslo, and it makes the gemiras das of kesef. So in the context of kinyan kesef, mali shavah kesef. And therefore, by kinyonim, I don't need a pasuk. So, but where do I need a pasuk? Says, I need a pasuk by piroin. Why do I need a pasuk by piroin? After all, it could be mishtalim from the shavah kesef. Because by the Piroyan, since the way it works is that it could be mishtalim from the Shavah Kesef, so this pan is Ziltrach V'Zoven. And that's by Eved Ivri, by Nezikin. In each case, there's a time in Ziltrach V'Zoven.
Is it specifically for the Kinyan by Kiddushin? Because Eved Ivri is also a case of a Kinyan.
We're going to come to Eved Ivri in a second. That's a very good heart. Because the Ritva plus Eved Ivri, we'll come to what you say. The chokhm, we're going to have a hechrof. The opinion of Ivri is b'teres piroyim and not b'teres kinyonim. I want to talk about that also. But hold off a second. That's very good. So in Kenyan Advarim, so first of all, now the lashon of the Ramban and the Ritva is much better by us. Just the lashon, the internal lashon. You know, when he wants to explain kiddushin, he wants to explain kinyonim, he can't just say, well, nobody's saying ziltrach v'zoven. When you talk about kinyonim, what does it matter that nobody's saying ziltrach v'zoven? But the minute you talk about ziltrach v'zoven, you're already conceding that the tashlumin is the kesef and not the shavah kesef. So how does shavah kesef work by kinyonim at all? So you have to say another vort that by kinyonim came in shishneim roitzim, so mali kesef, mali shavah kesef, since she's holding a davar chashuv, so to make kinyon kesef, mali shavah kesef. So it's tamas for by kinyonim. And then if you look at the ritva, you look at the Ramban, the lashon, the shinus, the Ramban. The Ramban doesn't just say, well, by Eved Ivri and Nezikin, the Ziltrach V'Zoven, and by Kiddushin is not. The Ramban Taka says befeirish that there's a difference between Piroyan and Kiddushin. By Kiddushin, I don't need a Pasuk. I only need a Pasuk by Piroyan. And why do I need a Pasuk by Piroyan? Because there's a time of Ziltrach V'Zoven.
Kilu is a fundamental divide between kinyanim and piroyim. And that's very geschmack, what we're saying. Because that's really the first divide. That there's kinyanim on the one side and piroyim on the other, and that's right away a divide. By kinyanim, you don't need any psukim. Because mali kesef, mali shava kesef. There's a gmiras das, the same gmiras das that kesef could affect, shava kesef could equally well affect if she wants shava kesef. If it's choshev, that's what. Or that's lo. So kinyanim altogether don't need a pasuk. You need a pasuk by piroyim. Why do you need a pasuk by piroyim? Because by piroyim, even though, why can't you do a piroyim with shava kesef? Give a mashkin, and it could be a piroyim. Why can't you do a piroyim? So why does that even need a pasuk? Why should piroyim need a pasuk? The answer is because by piroyim avada, you're making the piroyim with the kesef, not with the shava kesef. The kesef, the shava kesef is a way to get to the kesef. And in that case, and in there, there's already a time, as you'll draft for zomim. We may let's not share from the Ritvan Dafid Aleph at all. The Ritvan Dafid Aleph is talking about kiddushin, he's talking about kinyonim. And now emerges that by kinyonim attack, it does not work with zil traf v'zovim. By kinyonim attack, it works with the idea that mali kesef, mali shava kesef. I'm giving him something that has value, or I'm giving her, the miskadesh, something that has value, and that creates the gemiras das. And there's kesef and shava kesef are the same mechanism. It's not because there's a zil traf v'zovim. It says to your father that you should take rather be me moshe, there wasn't even kesef. So really, all you had to be me moshe was just shava kesef, when you're talking about kiddushin. Because there was no, there were no putos. So, Bimei Moshe, Kiddushin was only Shavah Kesef. Yeah, so what? Mali Kesef, Mali Shavah Kesef. But the Loshen of a Kesef of a Shavah Kesef, he says in Bishul, is really a little bit unnecessary because Bimei Moshe, basically everything was Shavah Kesef. Putu, Bimei Moshe would have been Shavah Kesef. They didn't have Putu, so such kind of Putus. We had asked, and what was our theory? It was back there, taking a step back. Our theory was, it says in the Ramban and the Ritva, the whole way Shava Kesef works because Zil Traf is oven. Because you could be Terech and turn it into Kesef. But Bimei Moshe, there was no Kesef. So how could Shava Kesef work? Where's the Zil Traf is oven? You can't even turn it into a Putu. Terech says, and the Ramban and the Ritva never, only said that by Piroyim, not by Kinyonim. Kinyonim, they said a different mechanism. That's Shnayim Shava, Mesli Mali Kesef, Mali Shava Kesef. That Lashon of Mali Kesef, Mali Shava Kesef, in our Ritva, that's the Lashon of the Ritva Nafir Aleph. Kesef and Shava Kesef is the same thing. And Radabim and Moshe, everything was Shavah Kesef in Prutus. So that would be, I think that would work. That's, yeah. This would also answer us. Now we also have a Rebbe for that other question that I had asked, the sort of reverse Marshal question. Now that you need a Pasuk, maybe you bring it by Nezikin, because each one, maybe Jodel Yoyna, maybe Evidivri, is Taismane, so it's Jodel Yoyna, I need a Pasuk, because no Zil Trach is Oven. And by Nezikin, maybe this is Asmeta, maybe this is Jodel Yoyna, so I need a Pasuk, because you can't say Zil Trach is Oven. So maybe Loyalim, Kiddushin's Taka learned that from Evidivri and Nezikin. Who says Kiddushin's a Svar? The Ritva only, both the Ramban and the Ritva, they started, maybe you learned that from Evidivri. It can't be, because why do I need a Pasuk by Nezikin? Now it turns out, I need a Pasuk by Nezikin. So lo'olam, let's say that Shavah Kesef Kekesef HaKiddushin is learned out from the Zikin and Eved Ivri. The answer is it can't be learned out from the Zikin and Eved Ivri. Because the minute, now that the Ramban and the Ritva have introduced this notion of Zil Trach V'Zoven, that means that we're saying that when you're parei with Shavah Kesef, it's not the Shavah Kesef, but it's the Piroyan. It's the Kesef that you're going to get out of it's the Piroyan. The Piroyan is giving a place from where to be Mishtalim the Kesef. Once you say that, then what does that have to do with Kiddushin? Kiddushin is Kinyonim. Doesn't make sense by kinyonim. You have to give you have to do a ma'aseh kinyan. You have to give the thing that affects the ma'aseh kinyan. So akochi, you have to say by kinyonim works a different way, because mali kesef, mali shava kesef. And where do we know that? Can't learn that out from everybody in the zikin. It must be that that's already a kesef. The mali kesef, mali shava kesef. That's not a svar. I think that's a good hashlam, but that's also part of the whole equation. That's why he asked. Now that's why he asked to revert to saying that it's a svar. What? Well, the main problem is in the Ritva and the Ramban. And the Ritva anyway, that's say over this is us because that.
No, because if they're both the same Svar, then he could say it's Racha the Mel Svar. How does it make sense?
Oh, the Gittim Tafid of Ches.
Yeah.
Why the Gemara brought the Pasuk of Shavah Kesef Kikesef when it's really a Svar? So he says it's Racha the Mel Svar. So you're asking, even though it's Racha the Mel Svar, but it's a different entity, it's a different animal. Yeah, it's a different. It's all right. I got it. I think I did that. It is all right. I think it crossed my mind at one point, but. It does say Yoshev. It does say in Pasuk Yoshev Rav Shavah Kesef Kesef, and the Ritva holds Talibah the Emes that is going on Mikesef Mikdasa. So it does say in Yoshev that you could do Kesem Mikdosik with Shavu Kesem. I don't need a pasuk for it because it's really a svar. But it happens to be a pasuk. Oh, Yesh Lishol. There is a kashier which we could ask, which is, why couldn't the Rabbanu Ritva say that La'olam Kiddushin is not a svar, it's a pasuk? And the pasuk is the pasuk of Yoshev Eved Ivri, but not the pasuk that an Eved Ivri could be paid himself with Shavu Kesef, because that's B'tayis Piroyim. But from the other half of the pasuk of Mikesef Miknosoi, where it says that an Eved Ivri could be bought with Kesef, that's already Kinyonim, and there's a pasuk that it could be with Shavu Kesef. So maybe that's Taka the Mokka. Right, I haven't. Maybe it's a mute. Ain't a nickname between the kalim. So the Gemara says, no, it can't be because Yoshev Rav Shavu Kesef Ki Kesef. So the Ritva asks, it's a svar. Yoshev Shavu Kesef Ki Kesef is so. The Ritva says, no, he doesn't ask, but the Ritva says, yeah, the Ritva asks, what do you mean? Kinyonim is a svar. So the answer is either I would have thought that the pasuk is matkir from the svar, so I need a pasuk, or it's l'rafcha the milsa.
Yeah. Is there Rebbe saying that since the pasuk mentions kesef ignasei, even though they're working with totally different mechanisms, we're not using yashiv to teach us kesef ignasei. We're really using yashiv to teach us shavu kesef. But
no, I said that in Tosis. But the Ritva holds beferish, like Rashi and Daf Ches. The Ritva is beferish. They're in Daf Ches. I mean, here by us, the Ritva by us is beferish, and there are matter also that matter. They learn the Gemara Daf Ches like Rashi, that there's a special gzer. The Ritva at the end. The Ritva at the end says beferish. The Ritva at the end of our piece, he says that now I just told you. Yeah, maybe we'll speak this out. The Ritva at the end, after everything, he says now that I just established by kedushim it's a svara, and by kinyonim it's a svara. So what do you do with the Gemara Daf Ches? The Gemara Daf Ches says has a brisa that an Eved Ivri is nikne bekesef, ve'enu nikne betfula bekelim. So the Gemara says, what does that mean? If it means he can't buy an Eved Ivri with shavu kesef, what do you mean? Yoshev l'rabbi shavu kesef kekesef. And the Ritva takes that Gemara to mean, yesterday I said maybe it's Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, but the Ritva takes that Gemara to mean, like Rashi, that in the Pasuk of Yoshev, it's going back on Mikesef Miknosoi, and it says in Yoshev that not only is an Eved Nigel B'Shava Kesef, but it says in Yoshev that he's Nikne B'Shava Kesef. So that's the Shakatari of the Gemara. It says B'Kesef B'Nikne B'Nikne B'Tuah V'Kalim. Does that mean that he's not Nikne B'Shava Kesef? How could it be? The Torah says B'Feirish Yoshev B'Rab B'Shava Kesef K'Kesef. Ask the Ramban and the Ritva, why does the Gemara need a Pasuk? Shavu Kesef by Kiddushin is a svar. So they say two terutzim. Either in Chanami, the Gemara says the Rav Chanim Milsa. It's not only a svar; it's also a pasuk. We don't need the pasuk. It happens to be a pasuk too. I mean, we need the pasuk for the pinyon. We don't need the pasuk for the kinyon, but it happens to be in their pasuk also. Or then maybe I do need a pasuk because without the pasuk, I would have darshan taka the kesef v'nikne v'nikne v'tulav v'kelu. Kacha kacha. But it says in that Ritva that in the pasuk of Yoshev, there's a gzeis hakosav that not only is an eved nigal b'shavu kesef. This exeris hakosuv that he's nikne b'shavu kesef. I mean, I need that exeris hakosuv. Maybe it's only the rach and the milsa, but it is implied in the pasuk. So now we could ask, and for this, what I said before is not going to help. Why do the Ramban and the Ritva say that shavu kesef kekesef by kinyonim is a svara? Why not say that it's learned out from Eved Ivri? So I answered, you can't learn it out from Eved Ivri. Eved Ivri is piroyin. Piroyin is a whole different thing, where the shavis is just a place from whence to be mishtalim. But here you want to do a ma'isik kinyan with shavu kesef. Mechitesi, you could do it. That already have to say is a svar. So yesh lishol. You don't have to say it's a svar. Maybe it's also a pasuk, but it's the pasuk of Yoshev mikesef miktosoi that an eved ivri is nikne b'shavu kesef. Now I have a pasuk that kinyanim could be with the shavu kesef. So what's wrong with that mocker? Yeah, that's a good question. That's taka shayla. We actually have exeris hakosuv by a kinyan that shavu kesef is kesef. The Ritva is like backwards. The Ritva asked it for a kasha. He says it's a svara. Why do I need a pasuk? So he answers l'rafcha the milsa. Say it's not a svara and it needs a pasuk and it's not l'rafcha the milsa.
I don't understand how
exeris hakosuv
even works if they're so fundamentally different.
Well, it's because it says that the eved is machzir the kesef miknosa. That's how he does the pinyon by being machzir the kesef miknosa, and that implies that if
mean, comment. Tosis really does it sounds like he doesn't think this is Xeris HaKosov. Rashi says the Xeris HaKosov is that, that. How does Rashi say it? It doesn't matter. I don't care the grammar of the drasha. Even if there, it says in the pasuk that somehow that the yoshiv, which is shove kesef, is also going on mikesef mikdasa. So it doesn't matter to me that in lomdus they're different. But there's one. But the drasha is going on both. The drasha says that there's a ribi of shove kesef in the pidyon and also in the kesef mikdasa. But I think they can be different in lomdus. Not the drasha doesn't have to. It doesn't matter. The pasuk is kol everything. Yoshiv l'ra'at is going on mikesef mikdasa also. That doesn't bother me. What bothers me is so. The Ritva assumes it's a svara, and then he says, "Well, if it's a svara, why not say la'olam that it's a svara by la'olam say that kinyan evad ivri is a pasuk you could buy him with shavu kesef, and that's not the pasuk. Yeah, any of that, I don't know. Yeah.
Maybe you'd be able to say the Ritva when he's describing the kinyan for kedushin."
So wouldn't that be true?
It is being
lafuke
every other type of
thing.
That specifically.
First of all, Rabban says kinyonim in general. Doesn't say only issue. And even in the Rabban says affairs, even he says kinyonim is not about kiddushin. Kinyonim is midashneim. And he uses male the grammar, and he also has the grammar the kashim dachas.
Could it be that the Ritva is just explaining whether
Rambam means kinyanim, but it only means kedushin? That should be cholak. It's the same reason. The svarah shnei reason is true by all kinyanim. It's hard to see why it should be cholak. If anything, the svarah maybe I can chat the other way.
Because it's a different type of kinyan than every other.
If by kiddushin all you need is a gemir stas, then regular kinyan kesef for sure all you need is a gemir stas. You know, this may be lumped to say the other way around, but
then you wouldn't have had a kash from that ches anyway.
It's related.
Yeah. And you wouldn't have had that, the ritva wouldn't have had a kash from that ches anyway if that point was true.
Right. He's right. If you were right. That the svar is only by kiddushin, not by shak and yonim. So what's the ritva's kasha? The ritva asks, how come the mor needs a pasuk and davches? It's a svar. It's the fairish in the ritva. The svar is by every ritva also. So he answers, the enochem of the rav kinyan also. Well, it's bothering. Maybe it's not a svar.
Yeah.
You like your hand up first?
No, it's yeah.
Could be the Ritva understood that the Yisrael Kinyan is Gamar Magni. If that's the case, you don't need a positive. Because if the Makor is from a positive, then why do I need this? Then this far can't be out to Gamar Magni. But it's called on the Sword of Gamar Magni, the Shemil Chod, the Shabbat Kesel, and Kesel. So why is the Chesel not
I hear, I hear. Okay, I hear. Yeah, not so. It's a lot to say, I don't. I either.
So in Gumara, say that the Yisrael Kinyan is Gamar Magni. So if that's the case, I shouldn't be a
pasuk. Then there has to be a svar. He was willing at one point in the discussion to think it's Xeris HaKosov. You know, he said the chitema we learn after Mevid the kiddush. So he was willing to think the kiddush is a limud. So whatever the svar of that limud would have been, so maybe it's not a limud. And what would be to add everything that I said today? Would we be any better off in this regard to this question? Say that kedushin is just a lack of ziltrach b'zoven. Yeah, it's a kasha on me. If we would scratch everything that I said today. Not that I'm doing that, but if we were to scratch everything I said today, then this last question would not be sure. Because it would now turn out that there's no special svar by kiddushin. The svar by kiddushin is that nobody's tithing ziltrach v'zoven. So it's all one piece. You know, first 13 thought, shavu kesef ki kesef, is if it says by everybody, why need a pasuk by nezikin? The answer is, I need psukim because it's all, the tshricha says in ziltrach v'zoven. By kiddushin, there's no ziltrach v'zoven. So in the mail, you don't need a pasuk. So now he has a kashim davches. So why does the Gemara over there say why does the Gemara need a pasuk? We were machriach that the whole tshichas in zilch is in ziltrach v'zoven, and the kiddushin doesn't have ziltrach v'zoven. Right, so it's a fly in my ointment. It's not like this; it wouldn't be shvah. But I want to learn avshat nivitva that he's talking mechad piroyin and kinyon. That the whole svar of ziltrach v'zoven and those are svaris in piroyin. Like kinyonim, it's just a gemira stas. That's what he's saying. So how does he know that that's a svar? Maybe that's taka pasuk. That's pshat nigmar not ches.
Can I read this pshat of Miras Das back into that one line of the Ikud of Akashuk? Because I feel like if you read Kevin to be Das Shneim, and then you just take out the Ikud of Akashuk, Mali Ches and Mali Ches again, as in it would read fine. The Ikud of Akashuk, I don't see how it changes anything in that line. If we explain that it's
because... Kinyan the Kedusha Kesef. Kevin Shemidash Neim, the Ikadol HaChoshov, meaning, since there's Midash Neim, and the Shove Kesef is just as able to make a Gemir Das as Kesef, because it's a Dov HaChoshov, the same as Kesef. So Mali Kesef, Mali Shove Kesef. Dov HaChoshov doesn't mean it's more Choshov than Kesef. It means it's as Choshov as Kesef. So Kevin Shemidash Neim. And that's what the Kenyan is, that it's Midash Neim, the meaning of minds. And the Shove Kesef is as Choshev as Kesef, since she wants the Shove Kesef. So Mele, Mali Kesef, Mali Shove Kesef, as far as the effecting of Dash Neim, as the embodiment of the Dash Neim, so Mali Kesef, Mali Shove Kesef. Shove Kesef is as Choshev and as much a creator of Gemir Das as Kesef. There's no Svar to be Mechalep in Kesef and Shove Kesef. No, it could be if he doesn't want Shove Kesef, then if he wants Dafka Kesef and not Shove Kesef, then it won't make a Gemiras Das. But by definition, by Kinyan, we're talking about where it is Midash Neim. So it's Midash Neim, it creates a Gemiras Das. And that's his Svar. Yeah, look at that. And Dafkes is Taka, good horror. But on the other hand, we have a very powerful reasons to say this Mahalach. You know, I want to go on, but go on. Yeah?
Earlier we saw the Rani who says that we don't say we did this shavuot because we know Torah's kesef. We can't create Torah's kesef or nothing.
If that's what the Rambam is saying, yeah. Right. Okay. Yeah.
According to the first shot, first understanding. According to the Ritva now, does that mean that you don't even need to have a Torah's kesef in the first place because now it's just Gemiras Das? Even a Pachas Shavuot, we did this.
No, we're not talking about Pachas Shavuot. We're talking about a Shavuot. Not a Shavuot is doesn't have a Torah's moment. It could be it's nothing, but both light or whatever. But. Where you have a Shavu Puto, to say that Kesef makes a Gemiras Das, but Shavu Kesef can't, says the Ritva, what's the Svar?
Understanding the purpose of the Kesef here, just Gemiras Das, you know, once you have the
Shavu,
you don't call the
Shavu Puto. Right, but Shavu Puto can't make a Gemiras Das.
She said she accepted.
It doesn't matter. You mean she said the Shavu? No, I'm Hecha Pesa. There's no studio. By regular... No, I don't have to get into this. If she says Lidi Shavali, that's the Ram. If Lidi Shavali and Pachas Mishavu put doesn't work.
According to Ritva, it should.
Why?
According to this, the whole
Ritva says, because it's a chukha, it doesn't mean anything. To say Lidi Shavali and a Pachas Mishavu put, you can't make it into Mammon. She's saying, what do you need Mammon for? You're having Mir's Das. But Kenyan Kesef is having Mir's Das because of Mammon. You can't stop having Mir's Das study. Mir's Das is because he gave him Mammon, gave him some satisfaction and responded. And then in Kenegada, you have a Mir's Das. If he gives him something that doesn't have rise to the level of a Torah's mammon, then that doesn't make the kinyan. Yes, they give him a mammonus, and connectly, the mammonus creates a gemiras das, and that's the tzur of the kinyan. Kinyan have rules. No, Mashiach of Shisrabim also maybe you could say makes the gemiras das. No, it doesn't, because the kinyan has its written tzur. Yeah, just 2 points, because I want to make 2 points in the Ritva. The Ritva then goes on. There's another line in the Ritva, but that's what I want to just talk about briefly. The Ritva, after we explained Kiddushin is a Svara and Kinyonim is a Svara on the one hand, and by Piroyan there's a tiny Ziltach V'Zoven, depending who's Yodei El Yoyna, on the other hand. So he then addresses, what about Pidyon HaBen, Ve'erchin VeHekdeshus? By Erchin and Pidyon HaBen and Hekdesh, he says, you have a Gzeres HaKosuf. klal uprat to klal. It's true, earlier on in the beginning, it says there's a klal uprat to klal by pinyan ben erchen nekdesh. If there's a sideshow over here, Taisu said there's no pasuk by erchen, and the Ritva's claimed there is a pasuk by erchen. All right, that, I don't know what that's about. But that was the perish of the Ritva at the beginning of his earlier on, he spoke through. But there's a klal uprat to klal by hektesh, there's a klal uprat to klal by erchen, and there's a klal uprat to klal by pinyan haben. So his question is, why do I need a klal uprat to klal for those three things? Why do you need a klal uprat to klal? So he speaks out, Hava mino, the dvar me'elu chid, in other words, why do I need a pasuk? It should be, why isn't Shavu Kesef Kekesef without a pasuk? We'll see in a second what he means. So he said, no, I would have thought, the dvar me'elu chidushim, ve'en lenu behem me'elu chidushim. I would have said, no, maybe there it's a chidush, these things. Rachmano ukim yad de hektish ve'koyin ala el yayin. Maybe the hektish and the koyin, it's yod ala el yayin. Maybe if you want it, you have to, even though when you have to give it to the kohen, it's a chiddush you have to give it to the kohen, it's a chiddush you have to give it to Hekdesh. Maybe you have to give it to them in a way that it's yodim el yoyna. And if it's yodim el yoyna, they can say zil tach v'zobin. So therefore, I need a pasuk. And he goes on and says, after all, the hash to bosser ribuya, meet me have odin v'shoris for kakois. You see that even after the ribuy, there's limitations. It's klal apart from klal. You can't use shtaris, you can't use avodim and kakois. So you see that episode is a chiddush, it's not a blanket thing. So that's why over there I need a pasuk. A little bit obscure, this line in the Ritva. So first of all, if we're going to go with my mahalach, they were saying there's a fundamental divide between kinyonim on the one hand, where it's just a svar, mali kesef, mali shava kesef, and piroin on the other hand, where in the world of piroin, there's a tain as iltach v'zovin. So where is he putting hektesh erchen and pidyon haben? In the world of kinyonim, or in the world of piroin? Piroin. Because he says the svar by hektish and by these things, by these three things, is I would have said yod yad hektish v'koyin el yoyin. That's plugging into what he said before, that by piroin is a tiny zil trach v'zovin. The one who's yod al yoyin can say zil trach v'zovin. So maybe by pidyon haben and hektish and erchin, I would have said maybe the hektish and the koyin, they're yodim el yoyin. You have to give it to them in a way that's yodim el yoyin. Zil trach v'zovin. So therefore I need a pasuk that, no, it's not true. You don't have to give it to them in a way of yodim el yoyin. So, Erchen, I understand, is a drug. I created a chayiv by saying Erki Olai. I have now a chayiv and shibut to Hektish, and I have to pray the chayiv. So that's a piroyin. So I understand I'd give a piroyin with Ziltrach Vizon. So Hektish now tevea me the chayiv. I said Erki Olai, Hektish be tevea the chayiv. So I hear that that's piroyin, not kinyin. Hektish, it's less self-evident to me why that belongs to the world of piroin. Again, it's all within Ma'ishtikul Torah, I guess. If you don't say Ma'ishtikul Torah, and say there's no such distinction, just a question of is there a Ziltrach V'zomen or is there not? So then it doesn't matter what it is. Is there, it's not necessarily Ma'amidash Shneyan. Well, I don't. Let's think of it in my world. It's too much. Let's just think of it in this context. Is hekdesh piroin or is it a kinyan? L'chayr hekdesh is a kinyan. I think it's what Josh was wondering. Okay? Hekdesh is a kinyan. You're buying it back from hekdesh. L'chayr, if you're buying it back from hekdesh, so it should have gidrei kinyan. The Ritva says it doesn't have Gidrei Kinyan. It has Gidrei, and Gidrei Kinyan, there's no time in Zil Trach V'Zovin. There's a Kinyan Kesef, makes Kinyan. Clearly it's not so poshut. The case of Hektish, what's the case of Hektish that they're talking about? They're talking about the Mishnah Erchem Chavzai. The Mishnah is talking about somebody who was Maktish Estayachuzo. And Aloha Estayachuzo is that Hektish keeps it till Yahweh, then it's Yahweh Kahanim. But meanwhile, I or the Kraybim have a right to be Goyal Lusadim. And if I'm Goyal Lusadim, it comes back to me. And the Mishnah says you could do it with Shavu Kesef. And the Gemara says there are Shavu Kesef to Kesef. So I'm not so sure. That could be that's not Gidrei Kinyan. the son that comes back to me because it's my steyachus. But I have to get it out from Hekdesh. So when I'm paided from Hekdesh, it's not so clear to me that that's a maisa kinyan from Hekdesh. It could be that that's like a piroyin. The mashal, I'll show you. The Torah says that not only can I be goyel l'sada, my kravim could also be goyel l'sada. In fact, I have a mitzvah to be goyel l'sada. If the kravim are goyel l'sada, to whom does it go? To the kravim or to me? It's not a gemara anyway. After Nezer talks about it, he shows us machlokes rishayim. After Nezer's in Yeridea, same in that, you want to look it up, same in Tufnun test, or make a note. He shows us machlokes rishayim that the Ramban shita is that it goes to the bailim. If the kravim are goyel, it goes to the bailim. What's the pshat? The kravim or goyel? So we should go to the kravim? I don't think it's like midin, the kravim gave the money. I don't think it's midin or. The kravim have to be goyel, because they have to get out from Hekdesh. Once they goyel the sada reverts to the bialim, because it's a steyachuzah, it reverts to the bialim. So I'm not so sure that that's a. It could be the rabbi held that that's not a maisik kinyan at all. That's a maisik piroyim. There's a certain, I was makdashit, so now Hekdesh holds on to it till Yovel. I want Hekdesh not to hold on to it till Yovel, so I have to give Hekdesh a piroyin instead. It's like, oy heim, oy the man. The soda is by Hekdesh. If I don't want the soda to be by Hekdesh, I have to give Hekdesh something else for my having been makdashit. So you have to give Hekdesh something in lieu of the soda. It's not a kinyan. I was makdash to say chuzah. I made a neder, I gave it to Hekdesh. So if I want Hekdesh to give it back, I have to do something else to be with it instead. So I can give the gula. The Torah stipulates a certain amount. And I give that certain amount, Zerach Chaim Yisrael, for whatever it is. So for Chamishim Shachar Kesef, for Zerach Chaim Yisrael, a certain amount of money, for every certain amount of karka, if I give Hekdesh that amount, then Hekdesh will give me back the field. So I necessarily have to look at that as a kinyan. My being makdashid creates that Hekdesh takes it, and if I don't want Hekdesh to keep it, then I have to give Hekdesh something else because I was makdash to Sodom. Could be that that's more together piroyim. The third item here on the list is no, I'm thinking about is a sakha piroyim. That I understand right away. It's not a maisa kinyan. Pidyan aben is a piroyim. But there's another one. Or maybe this is what you were talking about before. There's another item here that the Ritva puts in the category of piroyim, not in this line over here. He puts in the category of piroyin, and it's a chiddush that's called the piroyin. Gula sevedivri. Gula sevedivri, the Ritva treats that as a piroyin. He says it's toich zmane, and there's a time as ilchach v'zochim. And Avedivri comes to be goyles atzmai, and it's toich sheish. So the Ritva says, I would have said it's yada odin al yoyno, because it's toich zman, and it's like a piroyin toich zman, and the odin can say to the eved ilchach v'zochim. Because it's a piroyin chayiv toich hazman. It's mavur in the Ritva that the geula of an eved ivri is a piroyin chayiv. This Rebbe, I don't even think it's totally mashtikal Torah, even without mashtikal Torah, it's said the Ferish in the Ritva. He's medame, the geula of an eved ivri, toich sheish, to be pireya a chayiv toich zman. After mashtikal Torah, it's for sure that way. Because we have this big divide between kinyanim on the one end and piroyin chayiv on the other. And the Ritva is saying that being goyel and eved ivri, it belongs to the world of piroyim with the tide of zilchach v'zobin and so on. This is a chiddush. This is a chakir altogether. It really belongs to the sugya of eved ivri, but it's coming up now. The achayim have this chakir. When an eved ivri is goyel as out by toich sheish, is that begeder a kinyan? He's buying himself back, or is it begeder piroyim chayiv? He owes a certain amount of avdus. And now, instead of working out the chayv abdus, he's pareya the chayv with money. There's a Rashi, it's a chayv mafurish, that is a pareya the chayv. Rashi, you test on the base, kind of briefly, kind of short. Rashi, and you test on the base. Second Rashi in the Testament base. He's still not Yidu, it's not important for us right now. But he says that the way Giroyim works is that it's a milder.
some of the Amal Vriya. She chayeves loy, oy heim oy shavyom. She owes the Adoin, oy heim oy shavyom, either the Sheishanim or the Shavy of the Sheishanim. And that's how Giroin Kesef works. She's paying off the debt that she owes to the Adoin. She owes the Adoin 6 years of work, or maybe just 3 years outstanding. She owes the Adoin 3 years of work. So instead of giving him the 3 years of work, she gives him the Dumim of the 3 years of work. And with that, she's Perea the Chayv. This is like a milvah. With that, she's Perea the Chayv, and she's Yotz Lechayas. So Rashi Lechayas is the Feirish that Piroin, that Fulus Evidibi works within Piroin Chayv. The question is, Chayv is a steal. So the Ritva seems to be also like Rashi. The Ritva also seems to be on Rashi's side. That Fulus Evidibi is Midin Piroin Chayv. Perei the Chayv Ha'apus. The Shaila is from a Gemara that Yidal in the base. The Gemara that Yidal in the base says, Minolon, I think maybe we referenced this Gemara already. How do we know that Evidibi is Nikna Be'esif, says the Gemara? The Gemara says, Mikesef Be'knos, it's impossible. So the Gemara, yeah, may I say Evidibi has Nimka Nimka Akum, but Evidibi and Nimka Yisrael Minolon Shnikna Be'esif. Says the Gemara, what we learn now from Amar Vriya. Where does it say by Amar Vriya that she's Nikna Be'esif? Because it says, Ve'heftah, we see there's a parsha that the Amar Vriya, she could be paid herself from the Abdus. She can pay the money of the outstanding Abdus, and she could be Yotzi L'Cheiris. That's the mocker that an Amar Vriya is Nikna B'Kesef. So the Gemara says, it's a Torah. How's that a mocker that Amar Vriya is Nikna B'Kesef? It doesn't say that in the Torah. It says that she could be paid this Abdus B'Kesef. So where does it say over there that she's Nikna B'Kesef? So Rashi says, the Pshat is, because Pidyon Amavri or Pidyon Avidibri works that he's Machsir the Dmei Akinyon. And if she couldn't be Nikne with Kesef, then there'd be no Kesef Kinyon to be Machsir. That's how Rashi knows. So there, she's showing him all this. And Rashi, what are you talking about? Avidibri is not only Nikne with Kesef, and Avidibri is also Nikne with Shtar. Somebody bought an Avidibri with Shtar, there's no Parshav Giroin Kesef. Somebody bought an Amavri with Shtar, there's no Parshav Giroin Kesef, she can't be paid as Atzma. So how does she could? What's the amount? Whatever the amount of the price is. You buy an Avidibi B'Shtar, there's still a price. You pay Kesef, that Kinyan Kesef. It's Kinyan Shtar, but there was Domim. Maybe it was on credit, you used a credit card, but there was Domim. Whatever the Domim was, that's how you Mishar, the pidyon. So they reject Rashi B'Shtar. So what's Shtar in the Gemara? It says Rebbeinu Tam, and the Ritva says, brings Rebbeinu Tam, and says, "Hanochin k'may shapir Rebbeinu Tam," says the Ritva. The Gemara means that since we find that Amar Vriya could buy herself back with Kinyan Kesef, that's how Pinyan works. She buys herself back with Kinyan Kesef. So it's a Svara. If she could buy herself back with Kinyan Kesef, then she'd be connected with Kinyan Kesef in the first place as well. So her and that, first of the Feresh, that Gulas Avidivri works midin Kinyan Kesef. As I said with the Ritva by us, who says that Gulas Avidibri is Midin Puroyim Chayv, and Avidibri who's paid a Satsumi Teich Sholosh, it's like a loiva being, it's like a loiva being Meshalim a Chayv Teich Zmanah. Nothing to do. It's not a Puroyim Chayv at all, it's a Kenyan. First steer in the Ritva. Where I'm learning the Ritva by us, it's a very strong steer. And even without the way I'm learning, the certain the Shoyin is the Ritva as Mashma, it's Midin Puroyim Chayv, but in that Ritva it says that it's not. The truth is even Rashi is a steer. Also steer. Because Rashi Nafi Tess is the fairest that gula is a pure chayv. You've been pereya chayv adus, oyehem oyehem oyehem. And yet Rashi Nafi Dalit says that gula is everybody is, you maxim the demea kinyan. So that Rashi is altogether strange. You're trying to ask, what if we have to maxim the demea kinyan? Mechapesa, and if he was nicknamed Ishtar, there's no parsha of gula. So I know, that's a little bit strange. You know, it sounds like Rashi learns, like a third side, that the way gula is everybody works, neither pereya nor is it a kinyan. It's a reversal of the metach. It's like he goes back and he voids what's left of the metach. He was bought for 6 years for X number of dollars per year. So whatever part of the metach is outstanding, he goes back and he voids it by giving back the Dmei Akinyan. That's what it sounds like that Rashi is saying. But our kaponim is not like Rashi, it's a Peron Chayv. If it's a Peron Chayv, who cares how he was nitna? He has a Chayv Abdus. And now he's being Perei, the Chayv Abdus, Oyehem Oyedmei. So the steer is already in Rashi. It sounds like it's only a steer in the Ritva. But this is steer all by itself. There's a steer, but there's a steer here in the gedarim of gula sevadivri. It belongs more to the sugya of gula sevadivri than it belongs to us. But nonetheless, yeah, yes. That's a good question. That's the sugya of evadivri gufa konoi. The Gemara says shma mina evadivri gufa konoi. So there's a big shalom and shalom. What does that mean?
Paras is there, but it was other having the Rebbe. The Rebbe has a yad, he can make his own kinyonim. He's a. So some Yishayim will learn it's a kinyon mashkin. That his guf is a mashkin and a chayiv ha'avdus. Some Yishayim will learn he's a kinyon iser. It's a good concept of it's a kinyon iser, that he's mutter b'shut chakainis. The being in the Rishus ha'odin, similar in a way to what we have by Kiddushim. He's Rishus ha'odin that creates a certain status in the Siddhartha. And in that itself, you could be kind of, in that itself, you could have a nice opinion. Yeah.
I'm going to test Zion that says the Mechila doesn't work. So I'm just paying off a debt. Why wouldn't a Mechila work?
Yes, so that's that Gemara. That's the Avadi Bigushma, you know, Avadi Bigufakari. So the Rishayim will learn that Esbatar is that it's a Mashkin. The Tesis Shalom, I think, over there says that it means Shma Mino, that a chayiv that has a mashkin, you can't be meichel a chayiv without making kinyan on the mashkin. That's good for Shatim Gemara. Right, this is mamish not a sigis. You know, it's a good thing I went to Shira 12 years ago, otherwise I would have been no chayiv. But I hardly remember it. But anyway, this theory is this what I want to just this theory I wanted to bring to your attention. Maybe tomorrow we'll address it briefly. But basically, I want to go on in the mashkin.